I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Born in Boston, Massachusetts, our next guest is a stand-up comedian, actor, and radio personality who made a name for himself as part of Dane Cook's Tourgasm, going on to perform for the troops in Iraq, work alongside Louis C.K. on the FX series, Louis, as well as releasing his own comedy specials, co-star on the series Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, and co-host The Bonfire on Sirius XM Radio. And this Friday and Saturday night, you can see him live on stage at the Comedy Club of Kansas City. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Robert Kelly.
Where in the goddamn have you been, man?
I don't know.
It's weird. I just was like, I hadn't thought of it. I was like, man, it's been forever since we've seen him, man. We used to catch up every year.
I don't know, dude. It's weird. I know I haven't been to Kansas City, and it's like I had a kid, and then time just goes by. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm 53 now.
Golly, man. No, we're not. There's no way we're that old. So let's just skip that part.
Dude, I used to come there, young buck. I think I had hair. I think I had hair, and girls used to like me, like after shows.
Right, right, yeah.
Yeah, after shows now, it's like, hey, I love your comedy so much. Can you take a picture with me and my husband?
Oh.
Like, ugh. Yes, I can.
Yeah, I had some really hot young, like 22-year-old bartender waitress type tell me that her dad loved me.
Ugh.
I was like, I'm going to go out in the parking lot and kill myself right now.
It's the worst.
Yeah. Well, you think
what
about
what are we going to do with them?
Yeah, that's right, right? Because, I mean, we all met you. I think a lot of the world met you Tourgasm with Dane Cook, which was brilliant. You know, Good Luck Chuck, movies like in series like Rock and Roll, Sex, Drugs, Rock and Roll, Law and Order, man, Trainwreck. I mean, dude, it's a lot of stuff. And so I'm excited to have you back in Kansas City. I'm bummed that your flight didn't get here in time for you to come hang on the show.
I know. That's my wife, because she's always trying to save a nickel.
Right.
She's a nickel chaser. I got you in on Friday. It was cheaper. By how much?
Mm.
You know,
I think it's weird that you're married with a kid, dude. That's just a crazy thing.
Oh yeah, dude. I have a kid. I love having a kid. I love it. He's the best. He's a little punk too, which I like.
Yeah, nice.
He's a little punk. I got him in jiu-jitsu, playing the saxophone and the drums.
Oh, yeah. You went for everything. You're going for broke on this.
Well, I wanted him to play the saxophone and the drums, but I want him to be able to beat people up who made fun of him for playing the saxophone and drums.
That's right.
You know, that's right. You know what I mean? Hey. Yeah, the saxophone doesn't kick in until like your late 20s where right. You're cool.
Right. I played the saxophone. I had a neighbor. Honest to goodness story, Robert. I was outside. I don't know what I was doing. I must have been practicing or screwing around. And a neighbor opened the doors and told me to go back indoors.
Christmas morning, I gave him a saxophone, and he went down the street playing saxophone like The Simpsons.
Oh, that's great.
It was the best thing ever.
Are you weirded out about having a kid in the sense that you grew up really hard? And a lot of people, if you guys don't know this, I mean, you were on probation. And this isn't a joke, by the way. You were on probation when you were 12 years old.
Yeah, it's the hardest thing in the world to, like, when my kid screws up and I just want to go, I was in jail drinking whiskey when I was your age. You know,
that's true, man. You've gone to rehab by the time you were 15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I had to do sexual things with men just so I wouldn't get killed. I didn't. I'm kidding. You didn't. That's the one thing about juvie hall. Like, people are like, dude, did you get raped? It's like, no, you're in juvie hall for like 3 months. If you do sexual things for cigarettes, you're gay.
That's good. Like, yeah, you were digging it, right?
Yeah, dude, I'll touch it for a pack of cigarettes. You're getting out in a week. Relax. Stop trying to touch my penis.
what was the story? There was a guy. I don't know if it was the rehab guy, and he was really good. I mean, he was good to all you guys, but he was hard on everybody. Like, he would tell you if you went out that door, that was that. Like, but you.
Oh no, the first day there, Tom Tompkins.
Yeah,
he used to be married to like this amazing opera singer. He was loaded in show business, millionaire. And then he lost it all from alcohol. And I went into rehab when I was 15. And the first day there, you know, this kid was flipping out. Like, I don't want to be here. Screw this place. I mean, losing his mind, telling everybody to F off. And all the staff, you know, they were like, hey, relax. You know, all of a sudden this old dude comes down smoking. He's smoking a Misty, the little slim and sassy cigarettes, right? And he comes down, gray beard. He had psoriasis. He looked, I mean, he looked like a troll. He came down and he goes, just starts swearing. Where's this, you know, where's this kid? And who wants to leave? And the kid raised his hand. He goes, get out. Get the hell out. He starts just screaming. You want to go? Get out. I don't give a crap. And then a staff member was like, hey, maybe you should take. He goes, you're fired. He just fires the staff.
That's a lot.
Oh, the kid starts crying. And he goes, we're here to save your life. If you want to save your life, then get out. But if you want to save your life, then stay here and we'll help you. And he broke the kid down. He goes, do you want to stay or go? He goes, I want to stay. And the kid, he just broke the kid down. And then he goes, all right, where's Robert Kelly? And I was like, me? And he goes, meet me in my office. I was like, oh, Jesus. I'm going to have to do stuff to this guy now, too. But he brought me up to his office. And he was the sweetest guy ever.
Right.
Like the greatest guy ever. And he just sat me down. The first thing out of his mouth, he was like, he made me tell, like, it was the worst thing you've ever done. And I'm like, well, and I told him a couple. He goes, no, not that, not Rob. What's the thing you did you never told anybody that you carried around that makes you feel like crap? And I was like, I don't know. One time in a shed, me and my friend touched each other.
That's the worst?
And then, back then.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I did that last week. So then he gets on the phone. He goes, send Joey and Todd and Michael up. I'm like, what are you doing? Then he sends these three kids up. He goes, do you ever do this with your friend? Yeah. You ever do that? Yeah. You ever do that with your friend? Yeah. He goes, everybody does that, you loser. It's part of being a kid. I was like, oh, okay. I'm pretty sure there's other ways to do that, but yeah, okay.
That's pretty brilliant, though, if you think about it, man, because he knew that somewhere, what do they call that, you're rude or whatever, and why you're the way you are, at least at the beginning of it all, and he knew just to normalize it and go, forget about it, now we're going to move on. Now there are therapists out there right now pulling their hair out, I'm sure, but hell, it worked, right? Like the guy, it worked.
I'm telling you right now, he literally relieved the thing that I carried around me all the time. It was gone in like one day, and he was the greatest. I mean, this guy would flip out and snap at people, but the sweetest guy ever. But it was weird too, because every once in a while, he would take a kid. This is going to sound weird, but he would take a couple kids back to his apartment.
Right.
And they would just jump in the van and leave, and then they'd come back. And I was like, oh, God. So one night, he's like, Bobby, you know, come with me. You're coming. So I'm like, oh, dude, here it is. I got to go back to his apartment. I'm going to have to probably lie down in a bed with him, do some weird video. And I really love this guy. I like him so much, but this stinks. He's going to totally sexually assault me in his apartment. And we went back to his house, and he had us put together like stereo shelves from IKEA, and he made us Stelladoro pizzas. He made us Stelladoro pizzas, and he would give us little like those little French cakes, and we would just hang out, listen to like rock and roll, and hang out all night, and then he would bring us back. He was like the sweetest old man ever. He never sexually assaulted anybody, and he was just great. Now, the priest that worked there, I pretty much think he did do some stuff.
Of course.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, but if you're just joining the show, Robert Kelly, who'll be at the Comedy Club of KC, 103rd and State Line, this Friday and Saturday, and this life that you've had, this... Because to me, like, this is the best part of getting to know somebody, like that, the history and how they became. Because, listen, you everybody knows you murder on a stage. Like, you walk up and you've got this talent. But to me, comedy, it always seems to come back to some pain, some trouble, something that it boils up from somewhere that you have to have. I've never seen a genuinely happy person become a great comedian, I'll be honest.
It's true. It's weird, too. Like, you brought up having a kid. It's like a lot of the stuff is about my kid now, because I'm reliving. You know, I had a stepdad that used to beat me up. Like, I remember getting punched in kindergarten. Like, I remember in second grade, he punched me down a flight of stairs because I was late. Like, literally, just punched me right in the stomach because I was late. Went down the flight of stairs. And, you know, and then I have a 10-year-old. And, you know, I get it.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Like, I don't condone it.
I don't hit my kid. I don't, and I'm glad we don't hit kids anymore.
Right.
But I understand him now. Like, I don't hate him as much as I used to because I know how he got there. Like,
right,
I know
right.
how it built up because I've been at the top of the stairs and be like, ah. I mean, I don't want to hit him. I would like to shake him. I wish we could still shake a kid.
Sure.
Like an Etch-A-Sketch or maybe.
Yes.
You know, we could. I don't even like yelling at my kid, which is nuts.
That is crazy.
Like, we, like, you know, like I never hit my kid, but I would definitely. I've been there where I'm like, oh,
but
dude,
I'd
love to.
Does he know you wouldn't? Or is there still the fear you might?
Yeah, he knows. He knows I won't because I said to him, I go, dude, I call him dude, too, which is hilarious. I'm like, dude, you're going to get a whack. And he's like, yeah, okay.
See, okay. The fear is, it's, I believe, what you got to have. My dad, because our dads all spanked us. You know, my dad would just club you in the back of the noggin if you were standing in front of the TV. But
yeah,
it was after a certain point it stopped. But the fear of it being still there was always, that was always on your mind. Like, it could happen. Till the day my father passed away, I always thought, yeah, he could still hit me. It could happen. He could still hit me.
Yeah, no. I had, well, mine is plural, dads.
Yeah.
But... Yeah. my mom was a slut, but 100% a slut. She had my sister when she was 15. She had me when she was 18. I mean, that's just a slut in the bush drinking Schlitz, right?
Right, right. Yeah,
I mean, there's no way that you're not, you know, you're not a hoe at the park.
Hey, listen, I got to confess, my dad was in the military. He got his heart broken, and when he grew up. Joined the military, ended up in England, met my mom in a bar. Turns out she was only 15 years old and they were getting it on. I was like, Dad, it's technically a pedophile. And I go, you were like,
yeah, I know. The 20. The rules have changed.
Yeah, that's what my mom
said. My dad was in Vietnam. My dad went to Vietnam.
Yeah.
And he was definitely older than my. Back then it was like, okay, I guess to be a pedophile. I don't understand the rules back then.
No, I don't know. I think if you were going to defend your country, you could bang a 15-year-old. That was just the way it was.
You know what? That should be a rule.
That's right.
Give it
to you.
That's
right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's
God
right.
bless America.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
Right.
Here's a 16 and a half year old.
that's how old she was when my dad married her and took her to Blytheville, Arkansas from Norwich, England.
Oh, my God.
Can you
Jesus
imagine?
Christ.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
It was, it is weird to, look at the way we were raised and the way these kids are raised. But I'm totally not raising a wimp. I got him guns. I got him a bow and arrow. I got him a crossbow.
Nice.
I got him Chinese. I bought him a butterfly knife. My wife's going to kill me. Yeah. I bring him on the roof. I let him use the lawnmower. I'm like, dude, do what you got to do. Learn your lessons. You know, you don't need all your fingers. Do your thing.
Yeah, that's right. But you have to because, you know, a kid grows up too soft in this world. It just doesn't go well because the world's coming for you. You can only protect somebody for so long.
Well, if you go to the park now, right? First of all, there's parents at the park.
Right.
Like, dude, I remember being a kid. I'm talking like first grade, going to the park by myself. And I remember there was like a little river. I thought it was a river, but it was just a drainage sewer.
Right.
And I remember it started torrential raining and me and my friend were in the little, it was sewer water, in the sewer water being sucked down into a tube that we don't know where it went. Like, we would have just been gone.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
And no, there was not one parent in the place. Now you go there, it's just a bunch of yentas on their phones.
Yeah.
Just saying no 5,000 times. No, stop. Get off. No, stop. Get off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember when we were kids, your dad would hit you for respect in the world. So if you're at the store and you're acting up, people would look at your dad like, are you going to be a father and handle this? And he'd, dunk, and then they were, like, approval would go, yes, 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 he's a good father. He's disciplining his kid. It's all quite nice. Here, they're,
dude,
everyone's
I got hit by my friend's dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you can hit other people's kids back then.
No, that meant you were an engaged part of society.
My mom one time was like, you come into the store. I'm like, no. She grabbed me by my hair and dragged me down the street by my hair, saying hi to the neighbors as we were walking by. And they were just like, hey, Kathy. Hi, Bobby. Yeah. How you doing?
Oh, dude, I cannot wait for you to get into Kansas City. Guys, Comedy Club with KC, Friday, Saturday night, two shows each night?
Two shows each night, yeah.
God, man, listen, it's been too long. I just, there's so much to talk about. I'd forget, Jake reminded me again that you used to live with Bill Burr.
I live with Billy. I mean, dude, that was a very, very volatile relationship. Yeah, he had a place in Upper, and I was in Spanish Harlem.
Right.
And it was just a it was like we lived with an African dude that we didn't understand a word he said. We would just laugh when he laughed. So it was literally the one bedroom we had was in a hallway. So we just put a curtain up in the hallway in front of it, like a twin mattress. And then one of us would sleep on the couch. And this guy would come out and just be like, oh, she come out. And Bobby, she got out. And blah, 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 I'm down to Schalke down. And we'd be like, yeah, okay, dude. Yeah. And he'd be like, all right, bye. And he would just leave.
Oh, that's great. That's just
great. Me and him, we used to fight all. We physically fought back in the day. That's what I miss when guys, we used to just fight when you get to the point, be like, screw you, and then just fight.
I was talking to Bob the other day. I go, I wonder if gay guys, like, when you finally get into your first domestic with, like, your boyfriend, you're like, dude, I swear to God, one more word, I'll beat your ass. Like, you're just like, because I feel like if there's an upside to that whole situation, I feel like that would be it. I'd be like, oh my God, finally, finally. Yeah. Say it again, mother effer. Bam. Like,
I did hit my wife once.
What?
Hang on one second. Let me finish. I hit her with chicken. we were fighting. And we were in L.A., and, you know, we had a little balcony, and I was barbecuing chicken, and I had the raw chicken in my hand, and I just wanted to throw the chicken and be like, screw chicken! Well, you know, and I went to throw it off the balcony, and it slipped out of my hand, slapped her in the face, but flush. I mean, it made a slap sound, and then slid down her cheek.
Oh, no.
But my wife's from Boston, dude. She's a Polack from Boston. I remember she clenched her fists up and went, you're dead.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, she came at me. I had to hold her down with all my weight. Thank God I was fat at the time. I was just holding her down. She's like, she kept going, kid, get off me, kid. I was like, stop calling me kid. I'm your husband. Stop calling. She's like, kid, I'm going to kill you, kid. She turned into Marky Mark. She's like, kid, get off me, kid. I'm going to kill you, you bastard.
Yeah. You motherfucker. Yeah, that's real, man. And you were big then, because you got that gastric bite, you got that sleeve, right?
I got the sleeve, dude. I had to. A year ago, bro, I mean, you know me. I've gone up and down a little bit here. I go up, I get sexy, I get fat, I get sexy. The last time I was 350 pounds last year.
Whew, that's pretty big, man.
All right, well, that hurt. But yes, it was.
But I wouldn't say it if you were still 350 for God's sake.
You just acted like you saw an elephant come down the street. Oh, ooh, wow. Dude, I'm telling you, it was. When you're heavy, don't ever Google what you're heavier than.
Oh, damn.
Dude, this is real, right? I was heavier than a pool table. This is the one that hurt the most. I was heavier than a double-door Samsung refrigerator.
Why were you doing? Were you working on material? What were you doing?
I was fatter than the thing that made me fat. Like,
Oh, God,
it was bad. I mean, I was so like, dude, I remember my biggest fear when I was that big, because I used to take my kid to the park and I couldn't play with him. I was so fat, like I couldn't run around, and it made me, you know, it just sucked.
Yeah,
my kid
sucks.
Would be running,
that's
dad, yeah, come play. And he'd be like, you know, I used to be on the bench trying not to, you know, have a diabetic snap. Because you really can't fall asleep with a five-year-old, because they'll die. You know what I mean? They'll die.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I remember my biggest fear was like an in-shape pedophile.
God.
Would like just grab my kid and lightly jog back to his van.
Oh.
And I couldn't catch him. Like, you know, my plantar fasciitis kicked in and I just can't make it to the van in time. And then I have to go home. Where's Max? They got him. Yeah, dude, I should have had my New Balance on. I had my Crocs and I couldn't make it.
Oh.
But I don't think they keep them. I think they give them back.
Yeah.
It's not a kidnapping.
Oh.
They're like, pedophiles are like catch and release fishermen. We'll catch that one another day.
So other pedophile fishermen can enjoy them.
Yeah. It's like they're fly fishermen. Now let's just put that one back for the next angler.
But you look good now.
Yeah, but
I saw a recent picture. You look great.
Yeah, dude. I got the gastric sleeve. I've lost over 120 pounds. And, you know, but it's weird because when I got the surgery, I hang out with men. I love nerdy dudes. I'm fine with nerds, but I hang out at I'm a member of Italian American Club. I'm a member of a cigar bar, you know, this lounge. It's all, you know,
right.
It's all men. Everybody has a Harley, everybody, you know, cops, plumbers. And I didn't tell anybody because it just felt weird. You know what I mean? Because men, we're supposed to either lose the weight or die.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. I swear to God, that's the mentality.
That's the mentality. Look, you either grab your chest at a barbecue or you clang and bang like a woman. You know what I mean? Men don't go, you know, because, you know, stomach surgery, that's fake boobs for men, you know?
Yep.
And I didn't, so I'm losing the weight. And these guys, what are you doing? What the hell? You look great. I'm like, God, just working out. It was the closest to being in the closet that I think I could feel.
Yeah.
Because they were like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know, just lifting weights and, you know, eating right, you know, calories in, calories out. But I remember I had to tell them. I was there one night smoking. I listen, guys, I got to tell you something. And they're like, what? And I'm like, I had stomach surgery. And they were like, but they were very cool about it. They were like, yeah, it's good for you. I was so surprised. You know, you think men are all macho, but you know, they were like, hey, I mean, you did it for your family, good for you. But the whole thing was like, you got to do tea. And I'm like, what? They're like, dude, you lost the weight. Now you got to do testosterone and steroids because the older you get, your T gets low. You know, and you got to do tea and bring your tea back up. And one guy was like, dude, I got tea in my truck. You can use my tea. I got extra needles. I'm like, dude, I lost weight, not brain cells. I'm not.
As much as I'd love to share needles with you, sir.
Yeah, I'm not letting a plumber shoot needles in my ass in a parking lot of a cigar lounge. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does sound like a start of a very poor joke. Like, hey, enough.
Yeah, right. But then the thing was, like, dude, you get your 27-year-old, you know, penis back. You know, I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, dude, you're like 27 again. And I was like, I don't want that. Like, I don't want, I'm happy with my 52-year-old vagina.
Dude, that's honestly my first thought when you said that. I was like, man, would I want to go back to that? And I'm like, I made some real bad decisions.
Yeah, plus I don't want to listen to a girl with hopes and dreams. I like my wife's dead eyes as I look at her on the couch. You know? She's premenopause. She wants nothing to do with her. Her vagina's dying. It's been in hospice for 2 years.
God, this is because I fear this. This, you know, I've never gotten married. I have a girlfriend, but we don't even live together, and we've been together years. But this is my fear, right? Like that whole thing. I don't know how to deal with it, man. I don't. I guess it's not even that. I don't know how to embrace it. I feel like I need to spend more time with you to embrace it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, dude. I say don't.
No. Would you go back and would you, the kid? Yes. The rest of it, no.
I would say kid, yes. The rest of it, no. Do your thing. It's just like having a roommate. Yeah. She snores. I have a gun. I have a gun, but it's not. If someone breaks in, I leave a note on it. It says, take one of us.
Jesus Christ, man. All right. Listen, if for any reason your plane comes in earlier,
I'd
love to see you, brother. And if not, I'm going to catch up with you this weekend over at the Comedy Club of KC. Guys, Robert Kelly's back in Kansas City, and two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. But, man, I sure would love to see you, man.
Hi, buddy. It was great talking to you, dude, and I hope I do see you this weekend.
Absolutely. Stay right there, man. Robert, tell him, man.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.